The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at Pancho's Mexican Restaurant in downtown Summerlin, where you should be. And we're celebrating this particular show for our annual Toys for Tots show. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated food, wine, and radio show. Brought to you, bringing you, I should say, important information about good wines and great food in each and every episode. We're featuring Toys for Tots in the Marine Corps this evening because the organization has done a beautiful job. I want to tell you a little bit more about Toys for Tots in a little while. Thank you for sending me all your inquiring emails sent from your home country, from literally from all around the world. I've received them from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Italy, from Baja California, from New Zealand. Just about everywhere, welcome. Our weekly in-house special guest audience here are both hungry and thirsty and can't wait to get started. And they're going to be pouring our first wine, which is a beautiful Chardonnay, as we speak. If you're starting to discover wine or you're in the wine industry, you can find out some information from our show where you can at least enjoy a glass or two of wine each and every day, which is what the medical profession says all around the world. One or two glasses of wine each day is good for you. More than that, less than that, not so good. So unless you have a medical problem, try to get one or two glasses along with your dinner meal is probably the best idea. I want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. You need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. And wine is the most healthful and most hygienic of all beverages in the whole world. Did you know that? Wines du Jour Food and Wine Radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. And we're available also on podcast and on free on iTunes. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. And it doesn't matter if a glass is half empty or half full. There is clearly room for more wine. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about Toys for Tots. Toys for Tots is a program that helps children literally all around the country. But in Las Vegas, I believe we have a number of around 30,000 children that look for something other than nothing for Christmas. And I want to thank everybody that come to the show tonight. Everybody brought an unwrapped gift for a child somewhere between 3 and 15 years old, because that's where the 30,000 comes in. And listen to me. That's just this area. That's not the United States or the state. It's just Clark County, which is where Las Vegas sits. Unbelievable, but it's true, unfortunately. Christmas season is a perfect time to help those that are a little less fortunate, and our community at Wines du Jour, our special show tonight, is featuring Toys for Tots here on December 7th, featuring the Toys for Tots, and the primary goal of Toys for Tots is to deliver through a shiny new toy at Christmas and a message of hope and fortune for youngsters that will motivate them, hopefully, to grow into responsible, productive, patriotic citizens in the community. And that's an important thing to know. The Marine Corps Reserves has been floating around and collecting toys all over the country since 1947. That's the first year that it did Toys for Tots, and it's been going on each and every time since then. The Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots program is to collect new unwrapped toys during October, November, and December of each year and distribute these toys as Christmas gifts for the less fortunate children in the community, which the campaign is conducted on. And I want you to know that this is something they have done a beautiful job here in Las Vegas. I commend the Marine Corps. Having been in the Marine Corps myself, I'm a little prejudiced possibly, but the Marine Corps does a beautiful job, and I can't say anything bad about it. Let me tell you what, we're going to a break. When we come back, I'll introduce you to my guest tonight, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a moment.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-309-2677. 800-309-2677. Call now. 800-309-2677. That's 800-309-2677.
CRN listeners, don't forget What's Cooking in Wine with certified wine educator and master sommelier Michael Jordan, coming your way every Friday night at 6 p.m. Pacific time right here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Find out about the latest trends in wine, food, and the good lifestyle. And by the way, Michael Jordan can talk to those of you that are really into wine and those that are maybe just discovering wine. The great educator Michael Jordan, What's Cooking on Wine, Friday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific on CRN.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're here at Pancho's Mexican Restaurant in downtown Summerlin, where you should be. I want to thank this beautiful place for allowing us to come and feature Toys for Tots this evening, because let me tell you, this is an important thing as far as we're concerned. We love Toys for Tots, and we hope that wherever you are listening to this program, whatever part of the country that you're in, there is most likely a Toys for Tots program in your neighborhood, and we strongly encourage you to get an unwrapped toy or two or three or four and take it to the Marine Corps Reserve in your area, and they can see that the kids will get it. That's a good thing. And, of course, here in Las Vegas, we're doing a beautiful job. You know, one of the things I've noticed that there's a large amount of retail operations, car dealers and so on and so forth, that really got on the bandwagon in the last couple of years. And they're actually featuring taking toys for tots at their location. So if you're not here at the show this evening and you want to do something like that, you can look at the paper or watch TV for 20 minutes. You're going to see a commercial that tells you where you can take Toys for Tots toys at one of the dealerships here in town, or at one of the television stations. Channel 8, as an example, I know has a lot of boxes over there, and they collect an awful lot of toys. So if you know where Channel 8 on Channel 8 Drive, that's where they're located. You can take your toys over there. And please don't ignore it. These kids, can you just imagine? And I don't know what kind of a family you grew up with, but a lot of us grew up, we were pretty poor. And that means that Christmas was pretty small. And they would just assume Christmas would fly by real quick and not pay much attention to it, rather than have to buy toys and so on for Santa. And in my particular neighborhood, it was pretty sparse. And I can tell you, I appreciate an organization like Toys for Tots. And I admire the Marine Corps for taking on such a big challenge, because it's not just for one city. This is for the entire United States, folks. That's a lot of places and a lot of people doing a lot of work. And they don't get paid for it. That's just the beautiful part of it. It's all done for the children. And remember, I guess, the thing that we should always consider is that those children are going to end up running our country a few years down the line. So I want to make sure that we take good care of them and get them started in the right direction. And so by giving them a toy or two, it definitely puts the morale back into their spirit, because you can know they're aware that they don't have something coming. And even though they don't mention it, they're aware of it. So to get something is just a real good thing. Okay, let's get on now to Wines du Jour. I want to mention real quick a little bit about what we do here at Wines du Jour. We're on the air at this particular same station that you're listening to us currently at the same time every week. That's every Thursday. And what we do is we feature a group of wines, which is three each and every week. Normally, it's the same winery, three different varietals for that particular winery. But this evening, as an example, is an exception. We have three different wines from three different wineries, in fact, from more than one country. One of our wines, the number two Pinot Noir that we're going to be serving, comes to us all the way from New Zealand. And I have to tell you, New Zealand has really grown into the wine industry in the last 15 or 20 years. And some of their Sauvignon Blanc and some of their Pinot Noir is some of the best you're going to find in the country. And tonight we're going to feature one of those. And then the other two are actually California wines. And that's a good thing, but two different wineries. Well, not only do we feature the wines, we feature an upscale restaurant each week. We go to the restaurant. We have an invited guest audience come to the restaurant each week, and they're able to taste not only the wines, but the chef at the restaurant pairs 3 to 5 bites of food to go with each one of the three wines. So that's what we're here tonight talking about. And actually, let me just introduce you to the gentleman that represents Poncho's here in the Las Vegas area. He's been with them for a while. I don't need to tell you. He can tell you. Remy Franzel, tell us a little bit about what you're doing here at Poncho's.
Well, good evening. Welcome, listeners. I am the back-end manager. I do a lot of the back-end things, and currently we just finished decorating the restaurant for Christmas, which is absolutely beautiful. We also have a restaurant in Manhattan Beach, California, which is also decorated by our assistant manager, or manager over there, actually, Emeterio. And we had Emeterio here. We sort of share employees. We switch people around every once in a while. And we're very proud of what we do. And the owner, Ab Lawrence, has two sons. And the intention was, I'm going to give each one of my sons a restaurant. And so that's the reason why he built the restaurant here in Las Vegas. So the one in Manhattan Beach has been open since 1977. I started with him there, worked with him for 19 years, and left him for 19 years, and now I'm back for 3 years doing the same thing again. So it's a pleasure doing this, and it's a wonderful restaurant, great atmosphere, great service, and, of course, the food is wonderful.
Well, let me interrupt you for just a moment, yep. And let's talk a little bit about this building. This is a freestanding building that had to cost a few million dollars to build, and it's absolutely gorgeous. If you guys ever decide to move out of Las Vegas, call me. I want this place to open a restaurant. This is a beautiful place. The kitchen is set up perfect. The way that the seating and everything works here is very good, and they're also they have a second floor. So if you have a party or a group, if you're looking to do something for this Christmas and you're in the Las Vegas area, you might want to talk to the staff here about using the facility either downstairs in the room that we're in right now, which holds, I guess, maybe as many as 45 or 50 total. Right. Would be the maximum. And then they also have, as I mentioned, the upstairs. That's pretty nice.
It is. And, you know, we've booked quite a few Christmas parties. We've got one coming next week that's 120 people. They're taking the whole downstairs over. This room we're in at the present moment will allow 50 people in here. And we love having, you know, special parties. We do, you know, special menus for people, limited menus, whichever way you like. And so we have a lot of fun doing it.
Okay, well, I just wanted to mention that the first wine that we have this evening, which they just poured, and everybody's kind of got a grin on their face. You know, it's nice when you have a Chardonnay, and I talk about this all the time here on Wines du Jour. Chardonnay is not the grape that go with food in general. About 80% of the Chardonnay that's produced is not food-friendly. There's only about 20% that's actually food-friendly. The rest of it is just good for drinking or parties or around the pool or whatever the case may be. And it's literally the most popular white wine in the whole world. There's more people drinking Chardonnay than any other flavor, if you will. But when you have a wine that tastes good with food, and then you choose a food to go along with it, let me just tell you about the wine, and then I'm going to ask him if he'll tell us a little bit about the food, because really neat salad, folks, that you're going to go with a Chardonnay, and you think, uh-oh, salad, but this is a chicken salad, and it's marinated. I don't want to tell you all about it because I'm going to have him tell you, but it's just an excellent comparison to go with the Chardonnay that we have this evening, which happens to be a Chateau St. Jean Chardonnay. It comes to us from California. It has some layers of flavor in the taste. So when you get an opportunity to taste the wine, you're going to find out that it's got toasted almond and a little spiciness to it, which is good. And frankly, one of the reasons that it goes well with chicken salad that's pretty good. And I was going to ask you, if you would, Remy, tell us a little bit about this chicken salad, because it's not only tasty, but it's a bit unique.
Yeah, I'll give you the description of it. It's ensalada de mango y pollo, which is a mango pollo chicken salad. Pieces of seasoned grilled chicken breast, mixed greens, toasted pumpkin seeds, sliced grapes, jicama, toast tossed with citrus honey vinaigrette.
It's like a whole meal on a plate. I mean, it's really very nice, and there's a lot of flavors here. But what I like is the marinated chicken that really sets off the rest of it. And then with this Chardonnay, the two together, if you'll take a taste of the salad and then take a little sip of the Chardonnay right behind it, you'll find what pairing is all about. And that's, I'm going to say that probably three times tonight, but once with each one of the three wines that we have, because all the pairings here are almost perfect to go with the wines that using. And as I mentioned before, they're not all from the same winery. So the first one being from Chateau St. Jean, and I hope you're familiar with Chateau St. Jean. It's been around for quite a long time in California. And they do something that I guess a lot of wineries also do, but they do a real good job of it. Let me just kind of explain to you. When we say Chardonnay from Chateau St. Jean, we say California Chardonnay. And it's not just from one vineyard. It's from literally anywhere in California that they like the grapes at that particular harvest. So they may get some Chardonnay grapes from, let's just say, Monterey, and some from Sonoma, maybe a little bit from Mendocino, maybe from Santa Barbara, and they blend all those juices together and put it in a bottle and call it California Chardonnay. And they're not unique in that respect. All wineries tend to do that when they're not using a vintage. But if, as an example, if they were just going to use out of a vineyard down the street, let's just call it Jones Vineyard, if all the grapes were coming from Jones Vineyard to go into that bottle of Chardonnay, they would label that on the wine bottle itself and say Jones Vineyard Chardonnay. And that means two things. One, you now know that it all comes from one vineyard as opposed to anywhere in California. But number two, it probably means that they're more limited because the vineyard isn't that big, no matter how big it is. Could be 60 acres, could be 10 acres. They can only make so much wine. And the demand is good for that wine. So that's like anything else. Being American, the demand forces the price up. So the price per bottle for a single vineyard Chardonnay would be more automatically than one from California. Make sense? Mm-hmm. Now, the one from California that we're drinking tonight, the Chateau St. Jean, is about $17 a bottle. You can buy it in almost any retail store all across the country. Not a problem, and that's pretty much a good thing. What does Chardonnay go with besides this beautiful salad that they put together here? It goes mostly with, or at least I think, mostly with fish and seafood. And one of my favorites is if you, like most people, love salmon, and salmon is on sale right now at the store, make sure that the salmon does not come from a foreign country. Make sure the salmon comes from, if you can, from either Alaska, Washington, Oregon, or the Northwest. Your second choice would be if the salmon would come from Atlantic Ocean, and that's not our favorite. That's down the list, okay? But it is American, and it's far better than any other country, with the exception of Mexico. Mexico, with their, it's not so much salmon and fish, but their shrimp. The shrimp in Mexico is the best in the whole world. So if you can find salmon, sorry, find shrimp that's in Mexico, buy it. You'll love it. Tastes good. It's healthy. There's none of those minerals that we talk about you don't want, and all that zinc and so on. There's none of them in that particular part of the country. The same thing with here in America. You know, you can find fish and seafood, and the door will say farm-raised. And farm-raised, underneath that, it might say Israel or Portugal or Philippines. Those are not what you want to take home, folks. Those are not healthy, and I don't know why the store or the fishmonger is carrying product from those countries, because they are not as healthy as they can be. And it's not me. That's not my idea. This is the health department can tell you the same thing. So be careful when you buy fish and seafood, and especially look for it coming to us from America, if possible, or Mexico as a second choice. That's definitely our first choice, if you will. So a little bit of Chardonnay, a little bit of marinated chicken with some salad. How bad can that be for starters? We got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Chardonnay, but then we want to go right into wine number two, which is Pinot Noir, which is my favorite varietal, red that is, coming to us from France originally, but these are grown in California. Be back.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com. Enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Hey, Lorraine, do you realize that your mother, my mother-in-law, Chef Maria, has been serving Las Vegas since 1949?
Yes, I do, Dennis. That's when she first met Howard Hughes, who fell in love with her cooking.
And in 1955, she opened her first restaurant on Fremont Street.
Yes, dear. And another great customer was Liberace.
Wow. Then in 1962, while Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack were causing global excitement on the Las Vegas Strip, your family opened their second restaurant.
And in 1972, Elvis Presley began electrifying Las Vegas audiences and eating in our restaurants.
You know, Lorraine, this is quite a town. There's only one Las Vegas.
And there's only one Bootlegger Italian Bistro.
Folks, when you're in Las Vegas, come visit us. We'll make you feel like you're part of our family.
The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, conveniently located at 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard, South Strip. Visit our website at www.bootleggerlasvegas.com.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. Boy, I'll tell you, this Pancho's Mexican restaurant is to die for. If you like Mexican food, you need to not necessarily get in a car and drive to Mexico. You can come over here to Pancho's and order anything on the menu. It's no different than it would be if you were in Mexico, and that's not an exaggeration. The salsas that they make are original salsas that they use in Mexico. And incidentally, salsa pretty much originated in Mexico, in case you didn't know that. They're the ones that start putting the tomatoes and the garlic and the onions and so on together with a little bit of vinaigre, or vinegar as we call it in America, along with some meat or some fish or some seafood. And that just turned out to be a pretty good habit that didn't take too long to get all the way across the country. Now everybody does it. Don't think too much about it. In fact, I don't know why you would, but I guess there's a lot of people that do. You can buy salsa already made in the grocery store. You know, I can't tell you how good it would be, but nonetheless, it's better than nothing, I guess. And I have another tip for you before I get back to talking about the wine number two, which I promised to do, and the food that goes along with it. And that is the fact that you can do a lot of things with wine, and you can do a lot of things with food. But putting the two together is what's really the best way to go for everybody, not only your health, but also your taste. And your taste buds is really what keeps you going. You know, you may not like a particular item. There's some people that, oh, I don't like that, or I don't care for that, or what have you. I'm not one of those. I can tell you there's only about two things in this whole world that I do not eat. And that's not very many, considering all the things that are available. So I'm open to almost anything, and I'd like you to consider being open to almost anything as well. I think that's a really good thing. Okay, wine number two. Wine number two is Brancott. Brancott is a winery that I think you'll really enjoy if you're not familiar with it. It's not something that – it comes to us, incidentally, from Marlboro. And we're not talking about the guy on the horse, the Marlboro. We're talking about the town in New Zealand called Marlboro. So Marlboro, New Zealand is where this wine comes from. And I have to tell you, they've done a really good job with it. And the food that the chef has put together to go with this Pinot Noir is Chili Colorado. Now, Chili Colorado is a favorite for most everybody that likes Mexican food. You know, it's made with pork and so on. We'll talk about that when they bring it out, which will be just in a couple minutes. But right now, they're going to be pouring the second wine, which, again, is Pinot Noir. I want to mention Pinot Noir, and I said this before we went to the break, comes to us from France. Almost all varietals originated in the French area. But Pinot Noir was certainly one of the most popular red grapes in France, and it just didn't take too long to get everywhere else. And now just about every country that grows grapes to make wine includes not only Chardonnay, but also Pinot Noir. And Pinot Noir is food friendly. It's easy to taste, but there are, I have to tell you, it's difficult to grow good grapes to make good wine from Pinot Noir varietals. I don't know why so many people have planted vineyards in the wrong area, if you know what I'm saying. The soil condition is not good. It gets too much rain or too much wind or it's too cold or whatever, so the Pinot Noir never grows really as good as it could, and consequently, when they make the wine from those grapes, it turns out to be mediocre Pinot Noir. So there's a lot of mediocre Pinot Noir on the market. So just don't assume they're all the same. They definitely are not. So my suggestion is, if you can find one or two or three that you really like, stick with those, because it's not that easy to find a really good Pinot Noir. The prices vary anywhere from $60 a bottle on down to maybe 8 or 10. And please don't make the mistake of assuming if it's not very expensive, it's not very good. And if it's real expensive, it's really good. That has nothing whatsoever to do with it. It just seems like it. And that's the assumption that a lot of people end up making. Now, Chili Colorado, I'm going to ask Rennie if he would tell us a little bit about Chili Colorado, because it's not only popular, but it's very, very tasty. And if you are looking to do it at home, you can. It's not difficult to make. You can find a recipe. Or if you need one, send me an email at les@leskincaid.com. I'll be happy to send you my recipe for it. Rennie, could you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. Chili Colorado is beef, and it's cooked in a salsa roja especial. And then we also have a chili verde, which is cooked pork, cooked in a green chili sauce, served with Mexican-style rice and beans. So Chili Colorado is just a delicious thing. We make it just about every other day, big batch of it. It's very popular at the restaurant here, and even just by itself, it's just wonderful.
Right. That's a good thing. Now, let me talk a little bit about Brancott Estate. This is a state-grown Pinot Noir. And estate, just let me give you the definition of estate off the top of my head when we come back from a break. We've got to go to a break, and I can't hold that out. So, let me try to tell you real quick. Estate grown simply means that the winery either owns the vineyard or has a long-term lease on that vineyard, and they can call it that. Otherwise, they can't. I'll tell you more about it when we get back. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet right here on Wines du Jour.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPod, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-309-2677. 800-309-2677. Call now. 800-309-2677. That's 800-309-2677.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
When you're really looking forward to an outstanding holiday office party, you've got to contact Columbo's. Why? Well, if ever there were a time for good times, that time is now. 323-254-9138. 323-254-9138. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. Columbo's. Easy, delicious, affordable, great Italian specialties, mouth-watering steaks, the freshest fish, world-famous meatballs, and jazz every night. Big or not-so-big budget, it doesn't matter. Columbo's is L.A.'s number one people-pleasing destination. They do it right. It's friendly and festive, never fawning. Don't get left out. Call Columbo's now. 323-254-9138. Because when you're really looking forward to an outstanding holiday office party, you've got to contact Columbo's. Columbo's. Buon Natale. Mangia.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at the downtown Summerlin restaurant known as Pancho's Mexican Restaurant. Listen, before we went to a break, I mentioned that I wanted to tell you a little bit about the Pinot Noir. and about how the good ones are grown and, as opposed to those that aren't so good. And that is, if you're going to go into the wine business, which is a debatable thing and also very expensive, you need to make sure that the land that you buy to put a vineyard on is conducive to growing grapes. Now, that sounds like a stupid thing to say, but, you know, wine is a farmer's product. If it wasn't for the farmers, our wines would not be that good. And, in fact, there's still some wines that aren't that good that the farmers put together because they've already grown the vines in the vineyard. But they chose the wrong vineyard. It's too hot, or it's too cold, or it's too wet, or it's too windy, or the nutrition in the soil in that property is not very good. And they should never have planted a vineyard in that particular location. So that's a number one and very, very most important thing. But number two, taking care of the vineyard is the second most important thing, and that definitely is the farming part of it. But number three, it's the end result that goes in the bottle. The label is nice, and you don't necessarily buy wine based on how good the label or not so good the label looks. It's basically knowing the vineyard and or the winery. That's the important thing. But when it comes to Pinot Noir, there's certain things that I think happen in almost all of them that are worthy. And number one is you can always tell a wine if it has a little cherry taste to it. 99% of the time, it is a Pinot Noir varietal. It has a little bit of spiciness. This particular Pinot Noir does. Blackberries, a little truffle, a little plum, a little raspberry. All the different things that you might normally find in Pinot Noir is definitely included here. It's kind of bright, and the acidity, I think, is very good, and that's one of the reasons it goes so well with this dish that the chef has put out. I wanted to mention the temperature that you should probably drink Pinot Noir if you have your druthers. Now, when I say that, for years I've been telling you if it's a white wine, it should be around 55 degrees in temperature. If it's a red wine, it should be about 65 degrees in temperature. But tonight I'm going to be a little more specific because we have three different wineries here that we're talking about. Going back to the Chardonnay, the perfect temperature to taste a Chardonnay, and this is any Chardonnay, if it's un-oaked, it's different than if it's oaked. Now, that's kind of splitting hairs, but I'm just going to tell you, you don't have to remember it if you don't want to. But un-oaked Chardonnay tastes best at a little bit cooler temperature, around 48 degrees. An oaked Chardonnay, which most of them on the market are, is better at 54, 55 degrees, which is what I talk about and have talked about for several years. Now, the next thing is coming down to the Brancock Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir is a little different story, and I have to tell you that Pinot Noir goes not only with a dish like the chef put out here, but it goes really well with earthy type foods. And one of them that I really like with Pinot Noir, and if you're a mushroom fan, I want you to buy a large amount of mushroom and cook them up and sit down and have mushrooms and Pinot Noir, and you will be in seventh heaven, I'm telling you right now. Or put that mushroom with something else that you might like, however that would work out. But the Chile Colorado is a very good pairing for it. And again, this comes to us from Marlboro, New Zealand, as opposed to America. It also has what I like to refer to is a long, lingering finish. In other words, when you swallow the wine, you can still taste it for a given period of time after that. And that just means, as I think, it's an excellent wine. I like the long, lingering finish as part of it. I don't know what else I can say other than the alcohol percentage on the Chardonnay that we had was 13.4%, which is fairly low by today's standards. And the Pinot Noir that we're tasting right now is 13.5%, which is also in the good range of it. So that just means that it's more food-friendly than if it had 15 or 16% alcohol. We're not looking for high alcohol wines to drink, but they end up making some for one reason or another, but not because of the alcohol, but because of the way the process worked, getting the grapes out of the field, taking it to the winery, and going through the crushing and all the things that they go through to make a bottle of wine. And it ends up a little bit higher. And the reason that it gets higher is that the grapes that came out of the vineyard were higher in sugar content than normal. And if they were higher than normal, you're going to end up with higher than normal alcohol, because sugar and grape juice together make alcohol. And that just, you know, you can't stop it from happening. It's just the way it is. So if you have a high alcohol content, chances are the grapes were on the vine a little bit longer than normal, or for some reason they had a higher percentage of sugar content in that grape. So the grapes and the skins and the meat and the seeds are all thrown together, and the wine is processed from that direction. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about number two, but we're going to go into wine number three, which is, no, it's not Cabernet, it's Merlot. Or for those from Texas, we call it Merlot. I'm sorry, that's not. We'll be back right after these messages.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
Calling all party planners, it's not too late. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante because good dates are still available for your holiday celebration. Book a holiday party in one of our banquet rooms and receive $200 off the services of our fun and talented disc jockeys. This offer available for events taking place in the month of December on new bookings with banquet room policies subject to availability. Plus, come to our Sunday champagne brunch for just $21.95. Bring your group. It includes an extensive buffet, mimosas, omelets made to order, fresh Belgian waffles, a chocolate fondue station, or try our Holiday Express buffet for your business lunch, just $13.95. Relax in our holiday festivities. One size fits all. Get a gift certificate at Angelo's and Vinci's, named Best Italian Restaurant 2017 on the Orange County Hot List. Festive and decorated for the season with our spectacular Christmas tree in the middle of the Italian town square. Feel the spirit at Angelo's and Vinci's in downtown Fullerton. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're tasting the 2015 Brancott Estate Pinot Noir. And estate, as I mentioned earlier, is the opportunity that the winery has if they own the vineyard or if they have a long-term lease on the vineyard. All the grapes that come out of that vineyard can be called estate grown. That's the rules, so not too bad. Okay. We talked about the Brancott Estate Pinot Noir from Marlborough, New Zealand. It is a 13.5% alcohol, and I want to move now to wine number three. Wine number three is our final wine for this evening. It is a Merlot, and the Merlot comes to us from the Callaway Vineyards in California. And actually, for those of you that know where Manteca, California is, that's where Callaway is located, from that area. And what I like about this is that this Merlot is a little bit unique. And for that reason, the chef decided to do something a little bit different. And I'm going to ask Remy if he'd tell us a little bit about the dessert, literally the dessert that's going to go with this Merlot. Tell us a little bit about it, if you would.
Sure. It's a flan a la panchos, and it's flan, if you're familiar with the Mexican word flan. We had a head cashier in our Manhattan Beach location, Araceli Bercerel, and she had her personal recipe from her grandmother, and so we've used that ever since. It's a light custard with a caramel coating prepared just for you to enjoy. It's a dessert, so it's an after dinner, and it's just sort of tops out the rest of the evening.
Thank you. And yep. What I like about this Merlot and why it goes so well with the flan is that this is not a heavy tasting Merlot. Does that make sense to you? You know, some Cabernets, as an example, are really heavy. This is not a heavy one. This has got the fruit forward. It's full bodied and flavored, but not heavy, which is what I like. The boysenberry, the blackberry, some mint, a little bit of vanilla, a little black pepper. All these things are typical for a good Merlot. Now, let me just say, because I know a couple of you are going to ask me, what else besides flan does Merlot go well with? So I've written down three or four different things. This is, if you make meatloaf, and I think most Americans do, it happens to be one of America's favorite meats. It's called a meat the loaf. My grandfather always told me, never let your meat the loaf. And I went by that most of my life. Okay, meatloaf. It goes great with steak. It goes great with pork loin. Pork is a good thing, even pork chops if you want. And it also goes very well with veal. You know, veal is kind of a light-tasting beef. And therefore, this Merlot goes with it as opposed to choosing a Cabernet Sauvignon to go with chops. So those are the things that I think it works out really well with. And the percentage of alcohol here again for this Merlot is 13.5. So all three wines today are with two percentage points difference. So that's good from 13.4 and two of them at 13.5. You can't get much better than that to go along with food. And I think the idea of coming up with a flan as an item to pair with the Merlot is a really good thing. And maybe right now, before they deliver it to you to taste, you're going to say, I don't know. Flan doesn't sound like something that should go with a big red wine. Well, first of all, remember, it's not a heavy wine, this particular varietal in this bottle of Callaway. And the second thing is, you're going to be surprised at the taste with the custard and the Merlot together go very, very, very well. What are some of the new things that you might be doing here at Poncho's that we should know about? Anything in particular, your specials or what have you that you've got?
Yeah, we've got, there's a lot of stuff going on all the time.
We have
Tuesday nights, we have taco night. And, of course, on the weekend, we have entertainment. And also at the present moment, the management's working on new recipes. We've got some things that we'd like to take off, slow movers, and then we have some new things coming on. I can't tell you exactly what they are yet because we haven't completely decided yet. But that's we do that every year, once a year, and it's really exciting, and then we try it out. And we try it out on the wait staff, and they go sort of crazy. We had one today for the kids. It's a hot dog rolled in flour tortilla, fried. The hot dog, of course, put on the grill first. And everybody said, oh, this is great. This is good for the kids. And I go like, okay, great.
So why do the adults love it?
That's an interesting
point. If it's
for
the kids.
Yeah, it ended up doing really well. So we're always looking at things. We're going to other restaurants, checking things out. The shopping center here itself is just busy doing things. We have a holiday parade every night in the downtown area. It's an incredible thing. It's almost like a Disneyland thing,
huh.
With artificial snow coming off the rooftops.
Really?
And Santa, is, of course, is on a float and all that. And it's a musical thing, and it's sort of Disney-like. Interesting. So, you know, the shopping center does a lot of things. A couple of days ago, they did the Jewish holiday, Hanukkah, and had a big thing with the Jewish singles on the skating rink, and it was a lot of fun. So there's always stuff going on in the shopping center.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. But one thing I want you to understand is this is not just a hole-in-the-wall Mexican restaurant. This is an authentic Mexican food restaurant in a building that, I don't know, do you have any idea what the cost of this was?
Yeah, $4.5 million.
$4.5 million. I knew it was up there.
Yeah.
This is a for real restaurant, folks. And what that means is what they're serving you in the restaurant, the food and the beverages, are first class. They've got a beautiful bar. Each of the food servers is knowledgeable about the wines that are on the wine list, and they have a very nice wine list, all reasonably priced. And the menu has a lot of choices, all Mexican, and the fact is all of the food is prepared just as though you were in Mexico. And I mentioned earlier, you don't have to drive to Mexico to have good Mexican food. You can come right over here to Poncho's and have it. So,
Las Vegas, no doubt, city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV, the only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal, marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. Before we continue talking about the Callaway California Merlot, I want to mention something again about Toys for Tots, which is the main thing that we are featuring this evening. And as I mentioned earlier, everybody that's here brought an unwrapped toy for a child or a youngster from 3 to 15 years old. And let me tell you, we got a table full over here of lots and lots of toys, and that's a good thing. This year, with the economic challenges facing the community here in the Las Vegas area, we need to help. We need your help more and more. So, again, as I mentioned, if you're not here at the show this evening, make sure you go to one of the facilities and donate a couple toys. They need them very much. Last year, the Toys for Tots collected 458,965 toys. That was outstanding. That's giving 126,654 children a toy or two. That is outstanding. However, this year, we need 500,000 toys. That's a lot, folks. That's a lot. In order to reach every child that's in need here in Southern Nevada, including not only Las Vegas, but the towns close by like Boulder City, the scene in other communities as well. Toys for Tots program also takes monetary donations, just so that you know. If you want to write a check, make the check out to Toys for Tots and either take it to the local person that's collecting toys, or here this evening, if you want to write a check, bring it to me and I'll give it to the Marine Corps that we've got here as representing the Marine Corps this evening. It's going to take the toys and everything to the warehouse when we go off the air. This is just a beautiful celebration. We thank you very much. This is, I don't know, our eighth or ninth year that we've been celebrating Toys for Tots, and we're going to continue as long as they have that facility going. Okay, back to the Callaway, California Merlot. And I mentioned Callaway comes to you from the California area. And incidentally, there are 4,300-plus bonded wineries in the state of California alone. That, my friends, is a lot of competition. But the Callaway happens to be from Manteca, California. And it's, again, this Merlot is very tasty. What do you think? Tastes is pretty good? This Merlot? Yeah, very, very nice. And it goes very, very well with the flan. And, again, that's something a little bit unique. A red, not bold, but not so heavy, red wine going with a dessert, which is a flan, which is a custard, in case you aren't familiar with it. That's a good thing. I love the black pepper in this Merlot. It's very, very tasty. It has all the berries, you know, the blackberries, the blueberries, and all that sort of thing. And it also has vanilla. And I want to mention again, as I do quite often here on Wines du Jour, that the vanilla flavor on any wine only came from one thing, and that is the barrel that the wines were aged in. So it has no other way. There's no vanilla in grapes in any way, shape, or form. I want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour, food and wine show here at Poncho's Mexican Restaurant, and featuring our Toys for Tots and the Marine Corps here this evening. The Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated food and wine radio show, and you can listen to us each and every week at the same time, at the same station that you're listening to us now, or you can go to my website, leskincaid.com, 24/7, and listen to the shows in the past. We're always looking for more listeners, so pass on the word to listen to the show. If you just want to know more about my subjects, go to my wine show, go to my website at leskincaid.com, or my current updates on Facebook or on Twitter. I want to thank everybody for being here this evening. I also want to thank my radio broadcast engineer, Jeremy Knight, for all of his work putting us together. And remember, wine is part of a civilized service that's 7,000 years old. And we only have the beverage that food and body and soul and spirit of man, and at the same time stimulates the mind. That's why we love wine. Thanks for choosing and listening to Wines du Jour. Please drink responsible. Use a clean glass. We'll be back next week at this very same time.